Clara was one of, I think there were four children, she was the eldest, and there were another two sisters and the brother. The brother died long before the war, but the three sisters were still in Vienna and Prague when the Nazis arrived. The younger sister was Erna, and she managed to get a visa to go to Shanghai. So long after the war had started, they managed to get permission to leave Vienna and to go to Shanghai.
That was the only place they could go to, I
guess. That was the only place that would take them and where you could get out of Nazi Germany. So they went by train to Berlin, and then from Berlin they went to Moscow, and then to Vladivostok on the Trans-Siberian, Vladivostok. Mm. And then from there they went by train through China to Shanghai. Well, there was quite a Jewish community in Shanghai, and they lived in various dreadful conditions. But anyway, strangely enough, the post seemed to manage to go backwards and forwards to Shanghai. And my grandmother, she was very fond of her younger sister, and she wrote every week, regular as clockwork. She would write to Erna all that was happening to her in Vienna, as much as she could manage to write without the censors scrubbing it out. So she couldn't really write what was happening, because the censors would just censor it, and they would cut it out physically with a razor blade. So, you know, they didn't just put a black line through it, and the letter arrived like origami almost. But anyway, Erna kept all the letters, funnily enough. And although my grandmother died in 1942, I think the last letters dated 41. So the letters are only for a period of about a year, 18 months at the most. But they do give a real indication of what life was like and how they were shifted from one lot of accommodation to the other. They had no money because all their money was confiscated. So she could write how they tried to earn a living by, I think, sewing old clothes they would make. Her forte was making corsets for some reason or other. I don't know why, she never worked in her life, but they would make corsets and things for people, and they managed to scrape a few shillings together to live. All the time they were trying to get out, all the time they were given false hope and saying, yes, yes, it is possible, keep trying. So they would go and queue up again at the Jewish community office just to be fobbed off yet again. And of course their health was failing, they couldn't get medical treatment because no doctors were allowed to treat them, and they didn't have money to buy medicines anyway. And she kept writing in her letters how people are mysteriously dying. Well, it was no surprise really, was it? They were all old and they couldn't get any medicine or any treatment, and they were malnourished. And well, the saddest thing was really that suddenly she writes in her letter, we have now heard that they've organised group transports to America, and we're all told to go to the railway station with our belongings. And of course the group transports weren't to America at all. She ended up in the Lodz ghetto, and then she was there for a good 9 months. We never heard anything. All the letters, she obviously wrote letters, but they never went. The letters were found after the war. They'd just taken the letters and said, yes, we'll send them, and never did. And no letters actually reached them either. But then the letters that she'd written to Erna, they did survive, and Erna eventually managed to get to Cuba, and then from Cuba she got to San Francisco, which was where her daughter was already, because her daughter had managed to get out from Austria in good time, and she went to America, and she was there all along. And then the daughter kept the letters, and then when she died, she never gave them to anyone. They were just in a box in a loft or somewhere. She gave them to her daughter, which was Helen, who then wrote Helen's book, which is the story of Erna, And then she found Clara's letters and she said, well, I can't do anything with them. And she gave them to her cousin who lived in Chicago. And her husband was a very clever chap. And he could read German. And he had the time and he was computer literate as well. And he translated all the letters and put them onto a CD. And then sometime they came over here and they said, well, would you like this CD of the letters? So I said, oh, I certainly would. And of course, it's all in English. And because it was on a CD, I didn't have to retype them or anything. I could just copy and paste them into the book. I had to correct the English, of course, and take out the Americanisms, which didn't read very well. Because Joe was much older than me, and he didn't speak English that well, really. So I sort of tried to make them so they were in good English. And then I put in my own comments to explain things, to make it readable to someone else. And then that just became another book.
So these are all letters that went from Vienna through Germany and Russia to Shanghai?
To Shanghai, yes. And even after the Germans declared war on Russia, they still managed to get through. And I can only assume that there were ships, well, there were ships going from Portugal to America, weren't they? And then via America they would get to Shanghai because...
So were your parents... Did they hear anything at all during this time?
I don't think they didn't hear anything direct. There was no post from Austria to Britain, of course, because we were at war. But the post did go from Austria to America before the Americans came in the war.
Okay.
So Clara would write to her niece, who was Erna's daughter, who lived in New York. Or in Chicago, and then those letters would be forwarded back to my parents. So news did get through, and they did know that my grandfather died, but they didn't know what happened to Clara, except that no more letters came. And it was only after the truth came out about the Holocaust that they then discovered what had happened to her.